أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأما من أوتي كتابه بشماله فيقول يا ليتني لم أوت كتابيه ولم أدر ما حسابيه يا ليتها كانت القاضية ما أغنى عني ماليه هلك عني سلطانيه خذوه فغلوه ثم الجحيم صلوا ثم في سلسلة ذرعها 70 ذراعا فاسلكوا صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed the verses in which Allah تبارك وتعالى spoke about those people who would get the books, book of deeds in their right hand. Here in these ayat Allah تبارك وتعالى speak about those who will get the book of deeds in the left hand. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us from that. Allah says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِ. With regards to those who will be given the book in the left hand, فَيَقُول يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَا. They would say, how I wish I would have not been given the book. Because this denotes failure, it indicates that they are unsuccessful. They would realize now whatever is going to happen ahead of them is going to be a life of gloom and doom. And hence, they would have wanted that the book had never been given to them, as opposed to those who had got the book in the right hand. They would be proud about it, and they would be calling people to look at the book, they will be calling people to read the book of deeds. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَا. Throughout this worldly life, they had never thought about the akhirat. They would have never thought about the accountability. And hence, they would say, وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَا. We had never known what this hisab, this reckoning is all about. They turned a blind eye to the message of Islam. They turned a blind eye to the message of the Quran, the message of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the instances of the Quraysh of Makkah and others, they had mocked the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and some of them had opposed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some didn't care, some didn't bother about the day of Qiyamah, the happenings of Qiyamah, and hence they were very unconscious of the kitab, the book of deeds that will be given to them. Ya laytaha kanatil qadiyah. And they would have this wish that how we wished that death would have brought an end to all this. We were in the material world, we did what we did, our lives were in the disobedience of Allah, and now the wish and desire would be that death would have brought an end to all of this, that there would have not been a life of the qabr, there would have not been the day of qiyamah, etc. And hence, that would have been the only desire, that they would have come to an end, and everything would have come to a stop when a person dies and leaves this world. Ma aghna anni maliya. In this world, there were two things that man generally tries to acquire. One is wealth, and the other is honor, the other is rank. And hence, now the realization would come, ma aghna anni maliya. My wealth was of no avail to me. That wealth that I thought that would be able to protect me, that wealth that will become a source of my solace, that wealth that will give me everything that I require, ma aghna anni maliya, that wealth was of no avail whatsoever. Halaka anni sultaniya. In this world, people pursue and try to get authority, they try to get some kind of rank, some type of office, some kind of authority over others, and hence, in that office of authority, they would misuse or abuse that authority for their own gains and their own benefits. But here, halaka anni sultaniya, that my authority, my kingdom, my sovereignty, all of it has been totally destroyed. Whoever the king may have been, whoever the leader may have been, whoever the president may have been, whoever the governor may have been, all of it would have to go through the same process the day of Qiyamah, and their kingdom, their sovereignty, their leadership, their authority, all of it, if it was used, or rather abused, or used against the commandments of Allah, obviously there would be absolutely no avail of it whatsoever. In the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam describes seven people who will be under the shade of the rahmah, the mercy and the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one person, the first person Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks about will be Imamun Adil, that leader, that governor, that khalifa, that king, that president who was Adil, who was just, who ruled according to the commandments of Allah. But ya halaka anni sultaniya, all the authority will be totally destroyed and of no avail whatsoever. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. Thereafter the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will come, the command to the malaika. Some narrations say everything that is around, all of it will assist to fulfill this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خُذُوهُ, seize him. فَغُلُّوهُ, and shackle him. Some commentators say the shackles will not be the shackles of the feet only, but a yoke will be placed around their necks. And thereafter, ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوا, throw him into the fire of Jahannam. That in this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given one the freedom of choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the various signs of the existence of Allah. Allah had shown us particularly the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the lifestyle of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Everything is there, but we turned away from all that. We were free to have chosen to fulfill the commandments of Allah, to be in the obedience of Allah, but we turned away and we shackled ourselves in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, the Allah will say, ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فَاسْلُكُوا. Seize him, fasten him in a chain that will be 70 yards, 70 yards of the hereafter. And in that way, the ulama have expressed that when one is in any kind of pain, sometimes movement is a form of relief. Sometimes we get cut on our hand, so we begin to move our hand from one side to the other, trying to get some relief. But that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow them to do, and hence they will be chained so that there will be absolutely no movement in the fire of Jahannam, so that they would suffer the most serious consequence and the maximum consequence of the fire of Jahannam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala safeguard us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.